Gay sex.
That is how we are going to start this episode, with crazy gay sex.
I'll be taking it first.
He will be receiving first.
So I can recover.
Lucky me gets the pitch. So if I put enough into it, maybe he'll be too sore to give me the pitching.
Hey, that's a good way.
It's a good way to go. Yeah.
I have,
Here, wait one sec. Everybody, welcome back. Carpooling Podcast. We're your hosts.
The D-Man.
I'm Christopher Lloyd.
So, my dad has a wife who is not my mom.
Uh-huh.
And most of her family...
A stepmom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Most of her family are gay guys.
Whoa.
So, whenever I go to these camping trips or whatever, it's
family
like...
Family reunion.
Honest to God, it's like I'm like 80% like homosexuals and lesbians, and I'm the only straight guy there. It's still a good time.
Uh-huh.
But if you hear about their arguments... It's very different from like ours, and you talking about gay sex and one guy being too sore. Well, last time I was around, one of the guys was bitching that he got too drunk, and he was complaining that his partner was like only giving him hand jobs. And, like, I guess they're like probably married, like they're
right.
older. Like,
right.
But I guess it just got to the point where I guess he doesn't want it anymore in the butt, or like he didn't want, he's too
he
lazy.
Said that?
No, I don't know. No, it was just like we could overhear them fighting. It was
okay.
Like, he's like, what are you, I'm the hand job man? Just like all his complaints is like he only getting hand jobs or whatever.
Right.
And I'm thinking, well, fuck, maybe his ass is tired of it, man.
Right.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, maybe the one guy, like, as soon as he like gives him a hand job and the guy comes, he just falls asleep like
yeah.
the guy does, right?
Yeah.
And he doesn't give in return.
That's what I mean.
So like, the guy's not getting anything.
That's not fair. They should, I don't know how well a 69 would work with two guys, but at least both of people would be getting something.
Right.
Or a reach around.
Yeah. You should have jumped in on the conversation, but like, listen.
No, it was like a domestic. I wasn't
right.
getting involved in that.
Right. But you could hear it.
Yeah. And my dad, he's just like, man, like, he's old school. Like, I so don't want to be hearing this.
Whoa.
Like, you guys arguing about which one of you is going to jerk Dylan's dick
So,
off.
Like, which one of your so-called
kind of brothers? I guess they're uncles
brother,
or something.
Oh, they're her uncles.
Oh, no, they're her brothers. So,
okay,
they would be
so
my
uncles.
Step-uncles. Yeah. Right.
Okay. I thought it was like your step-brothers or something.
No.
Okay.
Like,
so
my step-uncles.
Uncles.
And aunts and, like, tons of them.
And
like,
the aunts are lesbians?
Yeah, everyone is.
Whoa.
Like, I'm, like, sometimes the only straight people there when I go with
and
Jessica.
Then,
and my
yeah,
dad
and
wife. Fox.
Yeah, and your stepmom.
Yeah.
I wonder why they're all gay.
I don't
know.
And
then she turned out straight.
It's just her. I don't know. Who knows, man?
Whatever happened in her childhood. Didn't
yeah.
happen to her. She was the baby.
Yeah. But, yeah, like... I guess that's an issue in all relationships, not getting enough loving the type you want.
Yeah.
So
it's weird that they would bust that out. Were they drunk and
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, they're drinking.
Right.
And it's like, well, fuck, I'll take a hand job.
They're like,
that? Not from them.
There
but...
comes in, he's like, hey, guys, just give
hey,
me a hand job.
Yeah.
At the same time, and your marriage would be great again.
Exactly. You could fight over who gets to touch
yeah,
it next.
Whoever gets to come make it come first wins this $10.
Yeah, it goes five
yeah,
minutes each.
Yeah.
And you have to switch. It's like the volcano game. Whoever's touching it when it erupts loses or wins.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a good one, man. They should have that.
The volcano game? What, in porno?
No, like, yeah, in porno. Like, but make it legit. Like, the guy doesn't fight it. He doesn't fight the cum.
He doesn't hold it back.
Yeah. Like,
but you would never know.
Get a normal dude, like one of us. We
yeah,
don't care
okay,
which
right.
porn star wins. Or no, here it is. We have our eyes closed, so we don't know who it is.
Yeah, but you can still, if you have that master technique, you can hold it back even no matter what.
Yeah, but what would be the point?
To, I don't know, to let the no, girls not win.
No, but you want one to win, but
right.
if you don't, if your eyes are closed, you can't be a preference, like, oh, this one was nicer to me.
Right.
But you just have your eyes closed.
Right.
Like
you're tied up.
Yeah, so holding back would have no purpose anymore.
Oh,
that's
and then
how,
they have to call it out? Like, there's like a person there, like the
no,
director
the
calls
stopwatch.
It out.
3 minutes this girl goes, then 3 minutes that girl goes, and then 3 minutes that girl goes, and whatever
back
one
and
makes it go
right.
wins.
Yeah, okay, that makes
shit's
sense.
Legit,
yeah.
man.
It works.
Yeah.
Except if you go, say the first girl goes, maybe you don't want first. Because the first girl goes, and she doesn't get him off, but he's like almost there.
No.
And then the second girl comes in and finishes in like 2 seconds.
Yeah, that could be. The first one does 3 minutes. No, it has to be changed to 1 minute.
1 minute.
Because like someone works
interval.
It for 3 minutes, the next one's just going to steal the glory.
Exactly, that's what I meant.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. And okay.
It's got to be like some kind of challenge
yeah.
too. Like maybe if they have to do something to get the first one or the second
spot. No, they win a prize. So they want to give it their all too.
Well, yeah. They're going to win a prize. But they also, they have to do something. They have to compete a little bit first at something to get that first spot. Like if it's 3 minutes, you could do it. Or say it's 5 minutes and you want to get that first spot because you know you can give it a great blowjob.
Yeah. Okay.
So you want to get that first spot instead of just the luck of the draw.
This was a hand job thing. It's a blowjob now?
Did I say blowjob?
I don't know.
I don't think I said blowjob.
Okay.
Okay, hand job. Whatever. If I said blowjob, I meant hand job.
It can be blowjob if you want.
Yeah, I'm sure I can make myself come very fast. I don't know if a girl can, but just give myself a hand job. So I'm sure if a girl has enough practice, she might be able to do it, but I'm guessing every guy's different.
So this is how the game has to go. It's 1 minute intervals.
Yeah.
And it's quick switch, so there's no stalling in between switch. They're both there. The guys have to be amateur dudes like me or you because...
Hey, not me, man. I'm pro. I'm pro.
So amateur dudes, there's a reward for being the one who finishes it. And I think there should be at least two or three guys in a row.
That way, they have to go down a line?
Yeah. That way it's not just a one-off like, oh, this girl just happened to grab it at the right time.
Right.
No. And then... the best out of those three, like best, all maybe get all three or maybe 2-1. That's how you would decide.
Well,
there.
I guess you couldn't talk to them because then they would know.
Exactly, no voices.
Yeah, because that could turn them on harder.
If anyone's willing to
test us out,
yeah, we'll be the dummies.
Write to us, www.carpoolingpodcast, care of D-Man.
Yeah, and the experiments.
Yes, experiment. Must be female. And then there would be like a gay version later.
Yeah.
After this experiment goes down.
See, the chick could walk away with 3 grand prizes.
Yeah.
Like if she won all of them?
Yeah.
That's a good challenge.
It's a pretty good challenge.
That's good.
I wonder how much money we'd make off that if we made that movie. Like the porno version of it? It'd have to be probably like an internet version. Like it couldn't be a DVD version.
No.
Volcano competition? Hey, maybe.
Yo, man.
And then there's like the
you
last
guys
two
steal
chicks.
This.
The last two chicks have to like have a sex off.
Yeah.
Once they make it to the final bonus round.
That would be crazy. I wonder if they ever did something like that. Like this guy, he's got his thing. He's jerking off. Oh, he's out.
Yeah, he was jerking off.
Yeah.
He's so gay.
Yeah, that guy's definitely.
Pull up your pants. He's wearing jogging pants.
Did you ever see that short little YouTube clip of like the two dudes driving down the road in a car and there's like a homie, like gangster guy, like walking down the road and they're like, pull up your pants, asshole. And they keep driving, and he's like, oh, what the fuck? And he starts to try to run, but because his pants are low, he goes ass over tea kettle and fucking falls all over. And then they just start laughing, like, ah, we told you.
No, I've never seen that. I don't think I've seen it. I might have seen it, actually, but I don't remember.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah. Okay, speaking of the YouTube videos, last week we were talking about, or I brought up randomly those alien videos, and then you told me, you're like, oh, yeah, those NASA videos.
Yeah.
Where they just cut the feed. So I didn't know those existed, so I checked them out.
I didn't yet, so you tell me about them.
I checked them out, and there was one of, it was the moon, okay? Oh, no. The NASA, there's two different versions. There's one of Earth, and then it's just showing Earth, the NASA feed, and then you see something like in the black come out of nowhere, like out of the blackness, and then the camera just cuts, okay? And then... there's another one where it's like they were taping the moon, a live feed from the moon, and you could see the moon, and then out of a crater of the moon comes like this object, comes flying out, and there's dust particles coming from behind it, and then it goes into the blackness and puts on like a cloaking device and disappears.
Yeah, how do you explain that, man?
I know. And then, so all this happened on this this channel called Secure Team 10, all right? And it's like this legit conspiracy, like it seems really good, but like aliens and like conspiracies and shit. It's called Secure 10 on YouTube. Check it out. There's this one video that I watched, fucking freaked me out, okay? It was this chick. First, there was these pictures that sent to them. They're like, you know, like alien conspiracy guys, right?
Yeah.
So like they'll pay money to get pictures of like alien shit. There's this one thing that just happened in Texas where, see how the clouds are like kind of like building up a storm right now here?
Yeah.
Well, there was pictures, like multiple pictures that this girl sent them of the clouds opening up like a portal and this fucking giant cube comes out of it. And then it fucking just sits in the clouds for a while and then disappears. She takes us pictures, a bunch of pictures, sends them to this guy. The guy calls her back and they have an interview. And she's just talking about how crazy it was. And she's like, I could smell like magnetic shit in the air and shit. And then before, like after he put up the first video, after that, there was three other people that sent in pictures of the same thing. Legit. Holy of shit. The fucking cube of this portal opening up. You know what I mean? It's fucking crazy. Yeah. Honestly, listening, guys. I know I sound like a whack job and shit, but go check out this channel, Secure 10, or Secure fucking Team 10, all one word. And it's fucking crazy, man. It reminded me of something out of like, you know, you ever see the Avengers? When that portal opens up?
Yeah.
And then the bad guys start coming through? It like looked like that. It was crazy, man.
Oh, man.
It was pretty freaky, man.
They get a lot of that in Russia because every car has a dash cam.
Yeah.
They're constantly catching things.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so...
Okay, this is my theory on aliens. It's short, but hit me if this makes sense.
Yeah.
You've ever seen that scale of, like, a grain of sand, then it gets bigger and bigger till Earth, and then the sun's bigger than Earth, and so on, and it goes forever, right?
Yeah.
Size is infinitely small and infinitely big.
Yeah.
Right? And so, okay, so you have all of space, and you have time that's, you know, it's a measure of place to place or whatever.
Yeah.
It's just relative, right? So that's forever, say, and space and time,
uh-huh.
Both forever. I think it's way more likely that if there's any kind of aliens or spaceships or whatever, it's us. It's a time situation.
Right.
It's not, it has not, it's because we're in the same space. It's time, I think, is the variant. Like, okay, when you look at that, okay, this will sum it up. You see how you see the little monkey walking, right? And you see that little thing where it gets more evolved,
yeah,
more
like
evolved.
The evolution.
Yeah, and then yeah. It's like a man.
Yeah.
Well, picture if you kept onto that chain.
Yeah.
And everything's automatic, so we're going to lose muscle mass.
Yeah.
A lot of things are all thinking and all brainwise, so our heads would get big.
Yeah.
If you look at how we would evolve, it's just like that little green man.
I know.
That would be the future
yeah.
if everything keeps going as it is.
Like, well, on another note of that, soon we're probably going to be able to put our consciences into robots.
That's
you know,
crazy.
It could be like 200 years if nothing happens,
yeah.
if we keep going. And then we can fucking go in space forever.
Yeah.
And we can go travel all these places. And
yeah.
like, who knows what happens when you go through black holes and shit.
Oh, man.
Fucking crazy shit, man. It's cool, man. But yeah, like, right now, once we get the AI going, we can send robots. Like, if they're smart as fuck, we can send them. To
yeah, it's
wherever,
just as good
you know
as one
mean?
Of us going.
Yeah, go and, you know, send back transmissions, try and get back. If they don't get back, whatever. But, you know, we can do that shit soon. So
the Pluto flyby
cool.
was today.
Yeah, that was
what the
cool.
hell bird is that up there? Another turkey.
Yeah, turkeys are, like, not fucking around
turkey
in this area,
season,
eh?
Man.
It's hunting time.
Yeah. We'll be eating if the
we'll
world
be eating
goes
that
to
shit. Yeah. But another thing is, like, there is people that say, I don't know if you've ever heard, but, like, if you... Okay, say you and I are driving right now, and we decided to do this podcast, but in another dimension at the exact same time, time is infinite, so we're not doing this podcast. We just took separate cars, or...
Yeah, of course.
You know,
every
but
possibility
it's like every
of everything.
It happens all the time.
Yeah. yeah.
Over an infinite amount of times.
Yeah. See, people can't grasp infiniteness.
Yeah,
or infinity
we're stupid.
Or whatever. Like, you can't physically grasp...
Yeah.
Like, when someone says to you, there was no beginning. In
yeah.
my brain, there has to be something has to start sometime.
Yeah,
like it does. It's not fathomable that
yeah.
there was never a. It's just always.
Yeah,
and it doesn't make sense. Anyways,
yeah,
it freaks me out thinking about shit.
Yeah, man, I just hope the fuck that something cool happens when we die.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
It'd be cool.
There was a little story I read. I wish I sent it to you.
Yeah,
where like the guy dies and God's telling him about like how he's everyone, like. Right now, in this whole world, I'm everyone at every time, and I'm just individually living every experience over and over again.
Whoa.
Like, next life, I might be you.
Whoa.
I don't know. It's just the way it was explained. It's
yeah.
fucking weird. I don't know. I have no fantasies that
yeah, yeah.
great stuff is going to happen on
yeah.
my head, but who knows, man?
Yeah.
Something's going on.
Yeah, for sure.
Obviously,
man.
We don't know what's going on.
Yeah, for sure.
So.
Yeah, I'm just hoping for something cool. So what we're getting at, folks, who's listening, it's corny. Live every day. You know, be happy, love people, be friends with them. Don't fight with people, even though I fight with people all the time.
Yeah.
So, anyways, enough about the craziness.
You want to
kill
yourself?
We'll take off our tin hats.
And come back and let us know how
yeah,
it went.
What it was like. We'll take off our tin hats, maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
We'll see where this is going.
We're on a government watch list now.
Yeah.
We're in a lot of trouble.
We are in trouble.
Chemtrails.
Chemtrails, man. Did you hear the Prince thing?
No, what did
he say? Okay, you know Prince, the artist formerly known as Prince?
Yes.
Well, he was in this fucking radio interview where he's talking to, like, I don't know, some radio host, and he's like, okay, back in my day, the government, well, they still use it as chemtrails. They make people fight. Back in my day, you would see planes going by my neighborhood, and then the chemtrails would come out, and you'd see them, and then everybody would start fighting and beating each other up. So they have the power to control everybody and make them fight.
Well, fuck,
legit.
They do, but will they? No.
No, but they don't have the power to make you fight.
No.
Like, you see a chemtrail and they just, like, fighting everybody?
No, it's ridiculous.
That's what he was saying. Yeah. He's crazy.
Like, they could do it to the water supply. They could do anything. Like, lead?
Like, there was, like, known facts. Like, they've researched the fuck out of it. And that is, like, a natural phenomenon that happens.
Yeah, I don't believe in chemtrails.
With jets and shit, right? Yeah.
They could. They could do it. Theoretically, they could do whatever they want.
They could fucking make a portal with a fucking cube come out.
Yeah, exactly. Like, do whatever they want.
Yeah.
The secret is just to live under the radar, because you're not going to beat the man. You're not going to beat the machine.
Yeah, you can't win.
Yeah, so you just...
can't win.
Chill out, man. Enjoy whatever the fuck this is.
Yeah.
Whatever this is, just enjoy it.
Yeah. Do a podcast.
Do a podcast. Play video games.
Hit me up. I'll get you on the show. We have a nice conversation about whatever you want, people.
Tell us about your aliens.
Yeah, that would be cool. Give us a call. My cell phone number, 647. You thought I was going to give it.
Nice try.
Nice try. People who try to call me and sell me things.
Well, I don't know if I ever told you this. Thinking of cell phone numbers. I had a cell phone for, like, my whole life.
Right.
Like, since cell phones were cool, I had the same number. I got some crazy bill from Rogers. I didn't pay it.
Uh-huh.
And they cut it off, right?
Yeah.
So I had to switch phone numbers. Well, I couldn't, like, they canceled my phone before I had a chance to tell anyone. And so I just, months pass, I have a new number. All of a sudden I get this call from this woman at work, and she's like, why did you just send me that stuff?
Right.
What it was she used to collect money for, at my old office, she used to collect money for the lotteries.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess eventually the bank ran out and she's like, you need to pay more. So she texted me if I had the money or something. And whoever got my new phone number apparently was a fucking high class escort.
Whoa.
That also did lesbian stuff.
Whoa.
So now I have a totally normal, like, person from work asking me why I sent her videos of two girls fooling around.
Whoa.
And a bunch of stuff.
Did you get in trouble?
No, I was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
She's like, I asked if you're gonna pay. And I guess when you talk about money and pay to the escort, she's like, and the girl sent, oh, look at the videos of my new girlfriend.
Whoa.
And she sent her sex videos. And so now this person I work with thought I sent her all kinds of sex videos. Now, I explained it to her. We had a laugh because I knew her.
Yeah.
But how many other people? That contact had like 500 numbers. Like, you don't talk to everyone every day,
no,
right?
No.
Yeah, like, how many other people did something weird like that happen to?
Shit happened. Yeah, and then you got that.
Yeah. So anyway, that was a funny story.
Yeah, you should call it.
I did. I told my friends. I'm like, hey, guys, I'm like, text my old number and say something about money or something and see if she'll send you the videos too. But I couldn't get anyone to do it.
Nobody would do it?
No, they're like,
damn, I would have did it.
Yeah, I didn't know you then.
Fuck.
No one wanted to do it.
Yeah. I wonder if she's like, I wonder if you could have called and be like,
call it right now.
Okay. I'll call it. Yeah, wait. I'm going to press pause, everybody, and then I'll come back after the number's done.
And ask, I don't know, this was...
Oh, it's not in anymore. Dang. And
anyway,
it just hung up.
That would have been hilarious.
Damn, we could have got her on the phone. That would have been sick.
Damn.
Oh, well.
I've had this new number for years now.
Yeah, so you couldn't go back to your old number.
I'd like to.
You should try and call your plate. Ask your cell phone company. Be like, yo, hook me up with my old number. I wonder if they'd change it.
Then I'd have to do it all again.
Forget, message everybody about it. That's true.
I should get it on like a second phone and just keep it.
Yeah.
That's my baby.
Yeah, yeah. See, I've been thinking about getting, there's my cousin. Sorry, whoop. Michael Mellon. You're calling me at this exact moment, but I'm on the show, so I can't answer it, buddy.
And we think your last name's silly.
Melonhead.
Oh, he must have got it in school.
Yeah. Yeah, he probably did. He went to a French school, too, so you know they don't fuck around. Oh, no, look at it, all backed up.
Get your top up.
Yep. You're goofy looking.
Let's laugh at him.
What was I fucking talking about? It was something I was just talking about, and I don't
remember. Oh, you're thinking about getting a new phone or something.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking about getting a new phone, but I don't think I'll be able to bring my cell phone number over to like Wind or like.
Why?
I don't know.
No, you can. It's you can? Like a.
But I brought it over. Rule. I used to have it on Wind. Then I went over to Bell to get an iPhone and brought it over. Can I bring it over back to Wind?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's your number. And like, I think, you know how the CRTC made all those rules?
Yeah, yeah.
I think the they made rules. It like you can have like your number. Like, no, you keep one can it fuck forever. Around.
Yeah. Right. See, okay, I bought my fucking iPhone 5 in January 2013. And then in April 2013, they came out with all iPhones now have the ability to, from 2013, like whatever I said, April, they have the ability to go on all those cheap fucking cell phone places like Wind, Chatter, and shit. So, and like use data and shit. So it'd be like $35. So mine is like a couple months short. So I can't bring it over to get like unlimited data for $35 and unlimited talking all over Canada, which pisses me off.
Shit.
So.
Wind is better than mine. I'm on Chatter.
Yeah.
And Wind's a little bit better, I think. Yeah. I need to switch to Wind.
Well, if you pay the $35, if you're in Toronto all the time or Newmarket, $35
for unlimited. I'm paying that now.
Yeah, exactly. You get unlimited fucking data, unlimited. Calling and shit all over Canada.
I'm texting. Going. I'm switching.
I would, man.
I'm switching.
Like
that fucking McDonald's commercial where they're talking, they're trying to sell the coffee. In the background, they have some guy go, I'm switching. It's so, it just drives me nuts, man.
Wait. I'm switching from Tim Hortons.
Yeah, like, no,
or whatever.
Yeah.
Second getting, cup or whatever
I'm
they
McDonald's
drink.
McDonald's now.
I don't know. Shout out to my brother, Jared. He was up a couple weekends ago, and he was trying to, I don't know if he was trolling me or whatever, but he kept telling me, he's like, man, McDonald's coffee's the shit, way better. And I was like, is it because you get a free coffee after 8, or is this like legit? And he wouldn't tell me if it was legit or not. And he kept saying it was way better.
I have
and
it all
the time. I get it too. Yeah. I don't know if it's better or whatever. It's
that,
cool that you get a free coffee after a while. But well, he also, on a side note on that, he listens to the podcast as well, but when he came down, like I took him to get some food, like he came down kind of late and we already ate at our house. And he's like, oh, we went to the beer store. He's like, I'll just grab some food, take me somewhere. And I was like, you want a burrito? He's like, yeah, I want a burrito from that place you guys always talk about. And yeah, so he went and got one.
What was it? Did he get the one of the day?
Yeah, he did. He did. It was chicken, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Burrito of the day, man. $5, huge burrito.
Yeah, no, he liked it too. It was real good. It's not Barburrito, it's...
Yeah, that's the word.
That is Barburrito. What's the big chain?
Mucho Burrito.
Mucho, it's not Mucho Burrito.
No, Barburrito.
It's still pretty good.
I prefer that. I've been to that Mucho twice and didn't like it.
Yeah, it's all taste, man, because my other brother Lunchbox came down and I brought it to him. He's like, Mucho better. And I fucking one-punched him in the face.
What a boy.
I know, one-punched him right in the face. And he started crying, and then it was this huge thing.
I heard it. I had to break it up.
Yeah. You came running upstairs. You stabbed me.
With
now
the penis
I'm dead.
In the poo hole.
Yeah. Shithole.
Oh, yeah.
The shithole. Everybody at home, call it a shithole.
Everyone's going to get it in the shitter.
Yeah. I'm not trying to jump in on your sexual life, but if you're going to do anal with your girlfriend or wife, call it a shithole. Can I stick it in your shithole? Guaranteed. Access.
You say, let me have a rip at your shitter.
I guarantee you, she or he will say yes. Not. Yeah.
Did you see this grocery store? There was pictures of it put like pickup line suggestions all over.
No.
One was like, they say, stand here next to Spaghetti Island. Every girl that shows up say, let me spaghetti your number or something. Whoa. And just like, eventually it works, man.
Yeah.
Gotta try like 50 times.
Yeah.
That's okay.
I'm out of that game.
Me too.
I'm out of that game, man. So you guys gotta try that shit.
Try that.
See if I'll spaghetti your number.
100% of the time it works.
Works every 60 time.
Or whatever the fuck. 1% of the time it works every time. That'd be more like the ratio for that.
Yeah. Except Paul Rudd nowadays, he probably would work 100% of the time.
Yeah.
If the chick recognized him, I guess. If the chick didn't recognize him. He is the Ant-Man who's Jack. That movie's supposed to be pretty decent. Half decent.
I saw the trailer for
Suicide.
Both thing and the other
Suicide
one.
Suicide Squad and the Batman one?
Yeah.
Fucking Suicide Squad looks sweet and fucking Batman and versus Superman looks sweet.
I
man.
Know.
It
I
looks
know.
Fucking cool as fuck. I was worried for a while, but it looks pretty dope, man.
Yeah, like, it does.
The guy from Mallrats, he looks cool as Bruce Wayne.
What is this guy doing?
I could pull him out. What's going on with this, man? Why did they turn it down to two lanes and then one turning lane and then this fucking, there's no lane here. This is just crazy town in this town. This is why we don't live here. This is why we live a little bit more north.
I didn't want to see. I'm not a Batman or Superman fan. Yeah. But when I saw that trailer, I was like, "Damn, looks I want to see this." Fuck. Yeah.
Yeah, it looks real good. I hope it holds out.
They're kind of shying away from showing much of Affleck.
Yeah, because people are mad. But yeah. I mean, I'm sure you're gonna accept him. I thought he was cool, Affleck. He looked all right. He looks dope in the bat suit, man.
Yeah.
That bat suit. Whoa, smashy.
They are going for like an older look. Like in the thing, he's supposed to be like tired and like kind of done. And
yeah, because like it's, I guess it's roughly based on Frank Miller's Batman. And it was like that old graphic novel where like Batman's old and retired, but he comes back and he's like a fucking old 60-year-old man fucking with like Gotham that went to shit.
Really?
And Superman's like a sellout working for the government. And then like at the end of, it's called Batman Returns. And then at the end, spoilers everybody, like him and Superman fight it out. And it's like fucking badass. And it's this crazy huge fight.
It's a comic book?
Yeah, it's like an old like 1980s, I think, graphic novel. But they just made it into, they just made it, well not just, but a little while ago they made it into like animated, two animated movies.
Oh, nice.
And they're fucking sweet, man. I think it's on Netflix actually. Batman Returns, it's so dope, man. And a huge fight, Superman and Batman fight. So I think it's roughly based on that. And what happens is they fight it out and Batman beats Superman by killing himself. He thought that he killed himself. Like Superman thinks he kills him. And he pops like this pill that stops his heart.
Who?
Bruce Wayne.
Okay.
Like he kills him with like kryptonite. He beats him. He spits like kryptonite in Superman's face before falling down dead. And right before he tells him, he's like, just always remember you lost to me. And then he fucking, Batman dies. And there's like a funeral and shit. And like Superman's all like, just his face is all like deformed and shit now from the kryptonite. It's like all saggy like he had a stroke. And then as he's walking away, he hears a heartbeat come from the ground, and Bruce Wayne's pill like put him in like a coma for like made him seem like he was dead for like 2 weeks or some shit, and then he was actually alive and it was all a ruse.
Shit.
So badass.
So
man.
What does Superman do then?
He looks over at like Bruce Wayne in the like at the tombstone because it was right after his funeral. And like the new Robin's there and she's like hidden by like a hood and he looks over at Robin, the Robin chick, and he just smiles at her and walks away.
Oh, that's epic.
I know,
man.
It was dope.
Shit.
It was fucking dope.
Oh, that's a good one. I gotta tell fucking 2.0 about that.
Yeah, man.
He's
check
obsessed
it out.
With that shit.
Yeah, so Batman wins. He's probably seen it, man. Like it's a pretty popular it's a pretty popular thing.
He and sits there old. Just watching fight scenes from that last Superman one. He just can't get enough.
Loves Superman, eh?
He has...
Whoa, look at this chick. Soaked.
You've seen his wrists?
Who, 2.0?
Yeah, he's got both of his son's name in the language Krypton on both wrists.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's cool.
Cool, man.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right, everybody. D-Man is off the rest of this week, so... This is just going to be a short episode, a little half tease,
a little treat
for you guys. So instead of having nothing or waiting till next week to get it out, so remember, the episode is brought to you by www.ratherunique.ca. That's my media company. Check out all the work on the website. Message me through there. Mention the podcast. Get 10% off whatever I quote you. Play with D-Man on Xbox. The Grinch 54, all one word, a capital T, a capital G, and the number 54. Play with me, Chris Asteroid, a space in between, Chris and Asteroid. Follow the show on Twitter at Carpooling Pod. Follow me on Twitter at Chris_Asteroid. If you're listening on iTunes, leave a 5-star comment or leave a 5-star rating. Leave a comment. Tell us what you know, what you think about the show. Tell it's great. If you hate the show, tell us you hate it. I'm just kidding. But you can if you want, because I'm not the boss of you.
Movie poop shoot.
Yep. So that is it, everybody. We're your hosts.
D-Unit.
And I'm Christopher Lloyd. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.